Yesterday, the whole racing industry was left in shock and disbelief when the tragic news came through that Donna Philpott had passed away after an incident at trackwork yesterday morning at Bendigo. Donna was aged 48. She's the wife of Gus Philpott and the mother of daughters Jessie and Montana. She was, from all reports, a very well-liked and lovable character around the Bendigo area. And one man who knows the Philpott family so well is Sean Dwyer, a trainer all Victorians know well, and he joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Sean, firstly, condolences to yourself and the whole Philpott family and everyone who knew her. It must be a terribly difficult time at the moment.
Yes, Michael, it's very, very sad. Gus and Donna moved here about 3 years ago. Actually, they're my neighbours. Our neighbours, they bought a neighbouring property after old Jack Payton was deceased, and they named the property Payton's Place, and that's just indicative of the culture of the people, you know. But Donna is probably one of the most effervescent women you could meet in any walk of life or sphere, you know. I actually rang Jimmy Dixon in Townsville, who she went up to many, many years ago as a young apprentice, and spent the first 2 years up there living with Jimmy, an apprentice to him, and he described her exactly as she is, has been the last 3 years here with everybody, you know. He said she's a red-hot goer and the best person you'd ever meet, and she just endeared herself to everybody in the racing fraternity and anybody that met her here. She was just a very, very inspirational, can-do, kind, unconditional person, you know. It's just been a tremendous blow to everybody, and just something that is going to take a long time for the racing fraternity here, and I'd say the one in Cairns and Townsville and Rockhampton, where her and Gus spent many years after they came home from Japan to raise a young family. And she's left a legacy everywhere she's been.
Well, racing's been their life, the family, Gus and Donna. And as you mentioned, she was up in Queensland for a long time. She was a jockey up there, a successful jockey from all reports, especially in the amateurs, winning a number of races. Gus and daughters, Jessica, who I believe is with the Racing Victoria Apprentice Training Program at the moment, and Montana, I could imagine their world has just been ripped apart. No doubt, though, everyone at Bendigo is rallying around them. At the moment, is there anything that anyone can do if they need anything or help?
Michael, you know, this is just going to be a time thing, you know. There's many, many people over there. Yesterday and till late last night, the Donna's family came up. She's originally hails from down Warrigal Way. She actually started her apprenticeship, I'm sure, with Wayne Walters before she went up north, but she's got plenty of family here at the moment. A few of them are still asleep in our house, actually. But and the local racing fraternity here, Aaron Hertz and the staff over there, and RVL have sent Kira Fitzpatrick up. And you know, there's plenty of assistance here if we need it. You know, these first couple of days are just going to have to be worked through it. And you know, it's very hard to console people under these circumstances, and just the presence of the right people there. And Gus's two daughters from a previous marriage, my son drove down, got home at 2 o'clock this morning. He picked them up off an airplane. And sorry, mate, it's just going to be a matter of time and eventual acceptance of it. But you know, not only racing, but society is also real good, guys.
Sean, I appreciate you coming on this morning and giving those who didn't know Donna a glimpse into the wonderful woman that she was. And mate, thoughts with you, everyone in the Bendigo region, and especially husband Gus and her daughters Jessie and Montana. Thoughts are with you. And if there's anyone in the racing industry that can help, let us know. It's going to be a tough period for everyone involved.
Michael, at some stage in the next few weeks or something, the trainers here in the club will be looking to have a benefit night for the family. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably reach out to the right people then.
And we'll be helping you as much as we can. Sean, stay strong. It's a tough time. We wish you all the best.
It's a great family racing. Thanks, Mike.
Sean Dwyer. It brings home what we don't think about very often, that every single day, anyone who's involved with horses, especially riding them, they put their lives on the line. Just a tragedy. We'll let you know. Anyone who wants to donate, make sure you can donate to the National Jockeys Trust to help the Philpott family and others who have been in a similar situation and been injured. And when that benefit night comes up, we here at RSN will let everyone know who wants to help out the family. It's time for the 9 o'clock news.